bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
In the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris, I am your guest host for this afternoon, your girl DT, Denise Thomas, the Effective Communication Coach, and I am so thrilled to be kicking off your weekend, whether you are driving home, whether you're driving to work. Yeah, some of us, we do work that second or third shift, or you are just getting ready for the weekend. Thank you for being here. Our Truth Talk and Text line is 833-212-1017, and I definitely want to hear from you as we are going to be talking about the relevant, the dynamic, and the relatable issues that are literally happening right now that are impacting and connected to Milwaukee's Black and Brown communities. This is Truth Unfiltered with Dr. Ken Harris. And again, I am your guest host for the afternoon, DT. Now, before we get started, Rhea, I got to share something with you and Truth Nation. Not sure if you have a phobia of this or not, but as we speak, as we are broadcasting live, our incredible producer, Rhea on the ones and twos, there's a grasshopper in my office and I am scared of bugs. Anything that does not have a vertebrate, I am scared of. And so y'all may hear me move suddenly because I don't know where this grasshopper is going. But that's what happens when you live in Texas. So I'm just going to play off as much as I can. But if y'all hear me scream, y'all know this grasshopper has gotten too close for comfort. Now, let's get into what is happening right now at City Hall. Now, as we all know, there have been a number of reckless driving incidents that have resulted in the unfortunate deaths of many Milwaukee community members. And so there has been the Milwaukee Police Department that implemented a chase policy. Now, this policy right now, as we speak, is under the microscope. And for our communities, especially the Black and Brown communities, seem to be the ones that are living with the consequences. So my question as we dive into what's happening at City Hall, are these chases, as they continue to put innocent lives at risk? And I really hope that we can lean in, because I know for so many of us, this conversation hits home. Is what the current Milwaukee Police Department policy, holding people accountable and putting us in a position where we, as innocent, law-abiding, tax-paying citizens, feel safe. Now, let me give you some alarming numbers that are real. As of today, at least 9 people have been killed, unlive, whatever terminology you want to use, this year in police pursuits. Now, 6 of the 9 victims have been innocent bystanders that had no connection to the original crimes. Now, if you compare this data, these numbers, again, which are very alarming, to prior years, this shows that the escalation in reckless driving, police chasing, car pursuits, related deaths are escalating. Now, the current MPD, Milwaukee Police Department policy, allows pursuits for violent felonies, reckless driving, and drug dealing. I'm gonna repeat that again. The current MPD, Milwaukee Police Department policy, allows pursuits for the following. Number 1, violent felonies. Number 2, reckless driving. And number 3, drug dealing. Now, critics are saying that this policy is too broad, which is encouraging and resulting in these high-speed chases in densely populated neighborhoods. Both city leaders as well as community members are raising concerns about public safety versus law enforcement strategy, to the point where, as of yesterday, at City Hall, council members, community members are literally putting the heat on the Milwaukee police over the department's chase policy. Common Council President Jose Perez said that, quote, we get how serious this is. That's why I think this is a very tense conversation, because people are dying. He goes on to say that, I understand that you are all in a very difficult position. It is truly a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. If you pursue the folks you pursue are fleeing at ever increasing speeds that are putting both themselves and the wider community in danger and killing people. Now, this was from Alderman Scott Spiker. He goes on to say, Alderman Scott Spiker, on the other hand, if we don't pursue, we basically give free rein to the same people who flee to engage in reckless driving behavior, which kills people, end quote. And that again was from Alderman Scott Spiker. Now, Alderwoman Charlene Moore, during yesterday's meeting at City Hall, also stated, and I quote, it broke my heart, the last incident where 3 family members died. Now, this is where Alderwoman Moore referenced the crash at 35th and Bleet Streets last month that killed 3 people, 1 Plurmo, and 2 and 3, her 2 sons, 15-year-old Carla Cremo and 21-year-old Mu Nao Tao. Now, this family was just driving home from a soccer game when a car fleeing from police ran a red light and crashed into their car. Alderwoman Moore went on to say that it was simply being at the wrong place at the wrong time, and I do not want that to be our reality. But again, at least this year alone, 9 people have been killed in police crashes. What I find interesting is that although the intention, based on the Milwaukee Police Department policy, was to, and I'm doing the air quotes, protect and serve, what I find interesting is that we continue to harp on the intentions, but we are discounting the impact. Because again, many of these chases are happening in Black and brown neighborhoods. Neighborhoods where families, children, elderly folks are just living their lives. Just waking up, living their lives. Innocent lives are being lost. Because again, the MPD policy is talking about drug dealing, reckless driving, and violent felonies. However, many of these nine people did not check any of those boxes. We have to be honest right now that there is an opportunity where we need to further discuss, investigate, and hold the Milwaukee Police Department accountable, because the trust, it's very fragile right now. It has been. And these tragedies are what continues to deepen the division between Milwaukee Police Department and the community. So as much as I appreciate policies that are designed to protect innocent people, what happens when that is not the case? And so when we come back from break, how safe do you feel, Truth Nation, knowing that police chases are happening more often in our neighborhoods? Now, as much as I am all for catching suspects, let me not say suspects, because that when it comes to us, that gives the green light to pretty much go after anybody that is of a darker skin complexion. Let me ask you this, Truth Nation, before we go to break. And our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. If an innocent family member of yours was killed during a chase, what would justice look like for you? Do you think that our voices are being heard in shaping this MPD policy? Or are we just brought in after the tragedy strikes? I want to hear from you, 833-212-1017. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. I am your guest host, Denise Thomas. We will be back.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Can you hear me now? All right. We try it one more time. What's up, Truth Nation? Thank you so much for tuning in. It is Friday, October the 3rd. I cannot believe it's already Friday. And speaking of Friday, the Truth is the proud home of the Marquette University High School Championship football Friday night. The Marquette High Hilltoppers celebrate homecoming against rival West Allis Hail Huskies, and kickoff is set for 7 p.m. Friday Night Football on The Truth is presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. Let's go to our Truth Talk and text line as we've been diving into the Milwaukee Police Department. We're having a conversation yesterday at City Hall with city council members and community members regarding their policy on police chasing. Now, nine people this year, nine human beings, innocent people, have been killed as a result of police chases. David from Chicago, you are live with DT on Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. Thank you for your patience. What is your question or comment?
Hi, DT. Thanks for having me. I'm actually from Milwaukee, driving back from a work day in Chicago. And my comment was just, I feel like, and I think the solution more so to arrive at is going to require us to have more of an emphasis on working on a collaboration between the community and the police department, and spending less time, you know, pointing the finger at the police department. And yes, maybe there's some policy adjustment, but there have got to be, and there are, leaders in the Black and Brown community, Ken Harris, others that can act as beacons, that can receive information when pursuits like this happen. People know who have done these things, who's driving, who's involved, and there's got to be some accountability for the neighborhood too, to anonymously submit information through social media. There's so much chatter, but it's got to then design some kind of relay so that the information gets to you guys as leaders and beacons.
Well, David, first of all, thank you so much for your call and sharing your perspective. I really appreciate you taking the time to share your thoughts, and especially using or utilizing the word accountability. Now, both you and Cole Stevens, who is on our YouTube message board, shout out to Cole Stevens. Thank you for tuning in and being here. Cole states on our YouTube message boards, which, by the way, you can stream and watch me live and engage with other Truth Nation listeners by simply visiting youtube.com and searching for 101.7 The Truth. Now, if this is your first time, make sure that you hit that subscribe button, so that way you never miss any of your favorite Truth Nation shows, because this is one of the few, if not the only, Black Talk radio station in Milwaukee that's going to give you live, consecutive live Black and Brown Talk radio. Now, Cole says, DT, although I understand this is a complicated issue, I feel like you are putting the majority of the fault on the police. I have not heard anything about placing any responsibility on the true cause. Cole, what is the true cause? I'm in no position to put any accountability on any party. What I have done during the first 15 minutes of this show is give you facts. Now, my feelings, just like any human being that has a heart, it is difficult for me to report that innocent people that are not convicted felons or suspects or drug traffickers, these boxes that are part of this MPD policy. I don't agree with that. That's terrible. And Cole, my question to you is, have you ever experienced a loved one being killed as a result of a police chase? This is not about me pointing fingers. This is about me sharing facts. And as a human being, expressing my frustration that innocent people are being killed during a police chase when they had nothing to do with it. So how is that me pointing the finger? I'm asking, Cole. This is a complicated issue. But see, that's the problem. When it's time to actually talk about the root causes, because when you say, I have not heard anything about placing any responsibility on the true cause, great. Thanks, Cole. Thanks, David. What is the true cause? And how do we, as both community members, community leaders, how do we tell an innocent family or tell an innocent person that, hey, as you're driving down the street in a predominantly Black or Brown neighborhood, buckle up, because you may die. You may be killed. That's what I'm trying to understand. So please educate me, but I'm not putting the majority of fault on anything. I'm stating the facts. Speaking of which, let me continue. Starting with the numbers. 9 people were killed in police pursuits. That's a fact. 6 of the 9 victims That's almost 70% were innocent bystanders that had no connection to crimes. That's a fact. This continues to escalate compared to prior years. That's a fact. Stop me, David, and Cole when I'm not being factual. Number two, the Milwaukee Police Department are under fire because the current Milwaukee Police Department policy allows pursuits for violent felonies, reckless driving, and drug dealing. Fact. Now, community members are also saying that the police policy is too broad and it encourages high-speed chases in densely populated neighborhoods. Fact. Again, I'm waiting for y'all to stop me when I'm not giving you facts. The impact that it is having on Black and brown communities where families, children, and elders are just living their lives. And the growing frustration is that community voices are either not heard or even from leadership, it's too reactive and there is not a proactive policy, thus resulting in the lack of trust. That is what I reported. That is what I'm continuing to report. What is your perspective? What are your feelings? But don't make it seem like I'm pointing the finger because I'm giving you information that you deserve and the rest of Truth Nation deserves to hear. Ronald Butler says, hello, I'm listening. You should leave with the facts that those 9 innocent lives were taken by people committing crime. Superman says MPD needs to follow the established policy crime and hire our community. Let me try this again. Superman on our YouTube message board says MPD needs to follow the established policy crime. Superman, if you don't mind, if you could resend that, because I'm just trying to make sure I read it correctly based on what you sent. We need to enforce the smaller crimes before they get bigger. Okay. Maybe I read that right. I want to make sure that I'm reading it exactly as you wanted me to, Superman. So please resend that. Because I find it interesting that people are telling me what I should do and what I shouldn't do within 30 minutes of the live broadcast, and I am simply stating facts. It may be difficult to hear at times. It may be frustrating. And for some of you, especially the fact that you're hearing it from a woman or a Black woman, I'd rather you just say that. Because at the end of the day, as a parent, as a community member, this is something that is not an isolated issue. Now, the media at City Hall. And be clear, 9 people that killed unlived so far, this year, police crashes. 6 of those were innocent. They were not felons as, let's see, someone alluded to. 6 people. Now, during yesterday's City Hall meeting, and again, it began to get really, really emotional, which maybe that's why this topic appears to be emotional today, because council members were pressing the Milwaukee Police Department over the department's chase policy. And bottom line is that, is this working? Is this working? Because the current policy on police chases, in which officers must consider multiple factors before initiating a pursuit, like Number one, the seriousness of the offense. Number two, necessity of a pursuit. Number three, road conditions and traffic. Were all of these factors considered? Because before you're placing all this time and energy on the police, as a human being who drives, I'm just trying to understand, is driving safe? Because these chases that have resulted in people's death is occurring in Black and brown communities. I don't hear any of this going on in Waukesha County. I don't hear any of this going on in areas like Whitefish Bay, Oconomowoc, Walk, Waukesha, Delafield, Wauwatosa. Or is that just a coincidence? 833-212-1017 is our True Talk and text line. It's a valid question. G, thank you for your patience. You are live with DT on Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. What is your question or comment?
Good afternoon, Ms. Thomas. This is a very complicated issue, first of all, and in no way my condolences and sympathy goes out to the people that lost loved ones in situations like this. But you need to ask yourself a question: how do we get here in the first place? Years ago, I think it was Chief Flynn who he established that no chase policy, and a lot of people, not everyone, but there were a lot of people out here that just started, just driving reckless, running the lights, going through the lights, and it's still happening today. And, something has to be done, because unfortunately I have loved ones in this city, and I would be devastated if something was to happen to one of my loved ones because of these idiots out here. And that's where it starts. It starts with the person that's violating the laws, driving reckless. And do you have a statistic of the people that lost their lives when there wasn't a police chase? I witness it every day. Reckless driving every single day. So we unfortunately, if we go back, we have people in our community that can care less. They can care less right now.
Well, G, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate you sharing your thoughts. Listen, this is a very relevant but yet divided topic, because the same perspectives that we're hearing from our valued listeners and viewers across our YouTube and those that are calling in, it definitely represents that whether you agree with the policy by the Milwaukee Police Department regarding pursuits or chases, or whether you disagree, it's resulting in innocent people dying, being killed. And again, the Common Council yesterday met with the Milwaukee Police Department representatives during a town hall discussion at City Hall. My question is, two questions, Truth Nation. If an innocent family member of yours was killed during a police chase, what would justice look like for you? If one of your loved ones, innocent family members, was killed, unlived, murdered during a police chase, what would justice look like for you? Would you rather see police chases more aggressively to catch suspects or tighten the rules to protect bystanders? Those are the two questions I have for our valued listeners. When we come back, I'm going to start with my feelings. But again, would you rather see police chases more aggressively to catch these suspects, or tighten the rules to protect bystanders? And if an innocent family member of yours was killed during a police chase, what would justice look like for you? You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. I am your guest host, DT, the Effective Communication Coach. Thank you so much for tuning in on this beautiful Friday. We will be back.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much. We are back. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. I am your guest host for this afternoon. Breaking news. So bear with me, Truth Nation. Breaking news. Sean Diddy Combs was just sentenced to more than 4 years in prison. Sean Diddy Combs, again, was sentenced to just over 4 years in prison about 10 minutes ago after being convicted of transporting women to participate in drug-fueled sex marathons. Now, in July, a jury found Sean Diddy Combs guilty on 2 counts of transportation to engage in prostitution related to his former girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, and a victim who testified under the pseudonym Jane. Now, Judge Arun Subramanian handed down the sentence today, just 10 minutes ago in Manhattan federal court. Combs faced a maximum of 20 years in prison. The federal prosecutors have asked for a sentence of more than 11 years in prison, but now Combs has been sentenced to 50 months, 4 years and 2 months behind bars. Again, Sean Diddy Combs, 55 years old, just sentenced inside the Manhattan federal court to 50 months, 4 years and 2 months. Also, the judge imposed the $500,000 fine and ordered 5 years of supervised release once Combs leaves prison after serving 4 years and 2 months. Now, the judge told the court today, and this again, this was 10 minutes ago, that a substantial sentence was needed, quote, to send a message to abusers and victims alike that exploitation and violence against women is met with real accountability. The prosecution, defense lawyers, and Combs himself, as well as members of his family, addressed the court on Friday, which is today, 10 minutes ago. Combs called his actions, and I quote, disgusting, shameful, and sick, and asked the judge for mercy. The judge said that because Combs went on to assault the pseudo victim named Jane after he assaulted Cassie Ventura, the court is not assured that if he is released, these crimes will not be committed again, end quote. And so again, the judge went on to conclude his sentencing by addressing the women who testified in court, quote, to Miss Ventura and the other brave survivors that came forward, I want to first say we heard you, end quote. Also, the judge proceeded to say, I am proud of you for coming to court to tell the world what really happened. Stay locked in. We will continue to keep you posted. But again, Sean Diddy Combs just sentenced to 4 years and 2 months in prison, in addition to the 14 months that he has already served. Breaking news, y'all. Al from Milwaukee. You are live with DT on The Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. You've got some comments on both Diddy and police chasing policies. You got the mic.
Hello? Oh, okay. My bad. My fault, DT. I didn't even.
Are we having difficulty hearing?
Okay, can,
that's okay.
I can hear you now. I'm sorry. Well,
you're,
you know, I guess they call. I know they said they're making an example, but my question is, why they ain't making no example with these white men? Why they sitting up here trying to impregnate these little boys and little girls, and some of them don't even have to register on a sex offender list, and they get a slap on the wrist with probation. So you can put a black man for so-called prostitution women, but these so-called white men that's molesting these little kids, well, when they gonna start making examples with that? And some of them still in the church, and some of them gonna be in the street this weekend. But I guess because they white, they gotta get slapped on the wrist, and them be the main ones up there breaking all the laws. So what's the example with them?
Well, Al, to answer your question, and first of all, thank you so much for calling. You are getting a lot of love on our YouTube message board. As a matter of fact, Sincere Ronnie Ray Real says, we're always the ones that sent a message and made examples out of, while I believe YR, I'm not sure what that means, get a slap and a pinch. Now, Truth Nation, we all know the reason why. I've had many conversations with friends, with associates. And matter of fact, I'll share a conversation that I had with a gentleman that I was sitting next to last year during a Milwaukee Bucks game. And he said, how is this man in prison, in jail, for being, and these were his words, not mine, for being a freak, for engaging these freak-offs? And I will say this, and I said the same thing to my 27-year-old black son. Number one, Al, when you say, and this frustrates me with our community, when you say, I want to know how come it is that Diddy got this, but when other folks get it, nothing happens. You already know the answer to that question. It's called racism. I don't even know why we as black people keep acting surprised, because every day we're reminded that we are, in a lot of instances, especially when it comes to justice, we are the inferior. There's no need to keep harping on it in terms of why. You, Al, know, I know, we know. We know that racism has, is, and will continue to exist along with other isms. Number two, the fact that the horrific video showing Diddy beating his, at the time, girlfriend, Cassie, like she was nothing, definitely not a female, a lady, his girlfriend. That video was recorded, I want to say, and Rhea, help me with the fact check. I want to say that video took place in either 2016 or 2019.
Oh, the video itself? I would say I think 19. I'll look it up.
Yeah, we're going to fact check. Whether it was 2016 Truth Nation or 2019, somebody put that video in their back pocket.
It's 2016.
And once Diddy, who at the time was a certified billionaire in terms of his net worth, assets, etc., publicly accused a company that he was partnering with to the point where he filed a racial discrimination lawsuit and accused the partner of being racist, which was a predominantly white-owned company. That's a no-no. There are, like, you can literally call your fellow black man, as a black man, the N-word. You could do it on stage. I've went to stand-up comedy shows at arenas like United Center, that holds 50,000 people in Chicago, and you have all types of people in the audience, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, straight, gay, queer, bisexual, old, young, middle age, all types of diversity. And the comedian can be on stage and say the N-word 15, 20 trillion times and people laugh. But when you start talking about a community in regards to their sexual orientation, it gets quiet. And so before we go back to the Milwaukee police chase conversation, I leave you with this. The worst thing that black people, and this is based on what I've seen, the worst thing that a black person could do to a white person is call them racist. Especially when, from their lens, I've helped make you wealthy and this is how you repay me. And for me, that's why Diddy, not because of the horrific things that he has been doing over and over and over and over again to women, and especially black women. See, nobody cares when it's that. But as soon as he went to calling a white, predominantly white company racist, that's when it got problematic. You are listening to The Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. I am your guest host, DT, the Effective Communication Coach. When we come back, we're gonna get back into the Milwaukee Police Department and the Common Council. Heated conversation yesterday at City Hall. When we return, stay locked in. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning in to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. For those that are watching on YouTube, y'all tell me to move back. I feel like I'm just all up in your space. Look, I gotta lean back. I know y'all like DT. We don't need all of that up close and personal. So I'm scooting back, y'all. Thank you so much for everyone who's in our YouTube message board. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. And I'm going to be back in Milwaukee on Monday, so I'm looking forward to coming back. We do have a caller. She's been so patient, and she's one of our most valued listeners. Thank you so much, Miss Sandra, for your patience. You were live with DT on The Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. What is your question or comment?
Hi, DT. My comment is I don't think the police should chase, because back here, the last time they stopped it was two people died. A police died, and it was up here on Burleigh and Sherman. A police died and a pedestrian died. They were doing a high-speed chase and killed somebody. Two people. But I don't think they should chase in the city because it's too busy. Because somebody is going to, usually the innocent bystander, that's going to be the one that paid the price. And as far as Diddy, like, I've called a station before. I had a son died in prison and last year. And he was there 22 years and mostly mainly solitary confinement.
Okay. And Miss Sandra, first of all, thank you so much for your call. And secondly, when you hear the report on Diddy, do you think that, and especially based on your experience with your son, do you think that the sentencing was fair? Is this a fair sentence? Should there have been more done, less done? Should he be going home? Should he be in jail? Okay. All right, got it. Miss Sandra's gone. We're going to take a quick break. Miss Sandra, if you want to call back during our second hour, we'll be more than happy to hear from you. And that's for everybody, Truth Nation. We see you. We hear you. Our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. We just broke news on P. Diddy when we come back and his sentencing, which now is 4 years and 2 months. So 50 months he has been sentenced. We've also been talking about the Milwaukee Police Department's policy regarding police chasing. There was a heated discussion yesterday at Milwaukee's City Hall between Milwaukee Common Council members, Milwaukee Police Department, and Milwaukee community members. We're going to continue that conversation when we come back for our second hour. You are locked in and tuned in to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. I am your guest host, Denise Thomas, on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.